Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. Today we are at the elegant tea rooms of Gwendolyn, delicious food and drink. We'll be talking to the owner, Maggie Meyer, and her friend and book lover, Nina. Hello, and welcome to English Talk Radio.
Hello, Vivi.
Hi, Vivi, thank you.
Nice to see you both. Where did the name Gwendolyn come from?
So the name Gwendoline came from our inspiration of English tea rooms. I did my studies in Glasgow and I fell in love with the charm of English tea rooms. And we searched for names with my husband and then we came up with Gwendoline, which is the legendary Queen of England. Gwendoline defeated her husband and became the first ultimate ruler of Great Britain.
This is a new slant on English history for me. It's a Welsh name, meaning fair, which in those days meant beautiful, gorgeous, and all the other stuff. Tell our listeners how you came up with the concept for your tea room.
Well, the concept of the tea room is basically what you see in a typical English tea room. It combines tea, sweet, savory, and baked goods, and as well as wine. All of our wine comes from my husband's side of the family. It's from Alsace, and we have almost 15 types of wines to go along with your high tea. And there's nothing more English than to have high tea with a glass of champagne.
Well, we'll be sampling those 15 bottles when we've finished. What is on the menu today?
Today we have an apple pie with cinnamon and a baked fondant au chocolat, brookies, and chocolate chip vanilla cookies.
I'm so sorry. I have to go to a meeting after this. Okay, now for afternoon tea, do you have lunch or afternoon tea, or is it food all the time?
We serve brunches at Gwendoline from 11 to 2 p.m. every day from Tuesday till Saturday. We're closed on Sunday and Monday. And then afterwards, you have baked goods throughout the evening till 7:30.
So if I come in here starving at 6 o'clock and I want a glass of wine, you might have something over there that I could eat?
Yes, in Gwendoline, we will always satisfy your needs, Vivian.
Sounds wonderful. Let's not talk too much about food. Nina, you run a book group from Gwendoline.
That's correct. This book club started here at Gwendoline, and magically members have been dropping by thanks to our best publicist, who is Maggie, of course. We are an international community with two French members. The rest of us are all foreigners, and it is carried out in English.
So the book group is in English. You're reading in English.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
So you can read the book in your own language.
Mm-hmm. Or in the original language, if you are able to.
Right.
You can choose the language in which you are reading it, but the sessions when we meet to discuss about the book are held in English.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say, what kind of books do you read? You read international literature then. My favorite.
So far, we've read books from so many countries, and this is thanks to the fact that each of us comes from a different country, and the book elected for each session is voted among the ones that are proposed by the members. So, as an example, I'm Spanish, and I proposed some sessions ago a Spanish book, and it was the most voted, so we read it. And currently we are reading a Turkish book proposed by a Turkish member of the group, of the book club.
Well, of course, if you chose a Spanish book, you're going to read it in Spanish.
Definitely.
But if someone doesn't speak Spanish, you've got to make sure that they can get that book in their language.
Yeah, that's correct. We can only propose books that could be easily got in some translated version.
Right. Well, Tolstoy's having a difficult time right now. He's been kicked off all book lists because of what's going on in Ukraine. And we have to go along with it. But if Tchaikovsky and Tolstoy are off the list, I think it's going to be difficult for everyone. They didn't have anything to do with it. So quite difficult. Nina, if you're looking for new members, what about contact information?
Our main point of contact is Maggie at Gwendoline. She talks about us to everyone entering the tea room. And this is how we've met, most of us, through her. So if someone is interested in joining us, please come here. We have a cup of tea together or a glass of wine, and we discuss about it.
Don't forget the desserty things I can see over there, which sound good too. So what are you currently reading, your group?
We are reading a book called A Useless Man. This is not the original title, as the book is written in Turkish. And this is a collection of short stories that describe very well the Turkish or maybe the Istanbul society from, I would say, a century ago, with dipping a bit in people's feelings towards very normal situations.
And is it well received? People like it?
It's been a bit of a challenge due to the fact that every short story lasts for just a couple or three pages, so it is a different context every chapter. Yet I'm liking it a lot, and for me the biggest value of the book club is that we get to read such different things from one to another. So it is of course very good to read something new, something from a different culture, and nothing to do with the previous one, which was the Spanish one. We've read Chinese customary book, we've read L'écume des jours, French classic, we've read science fiction. So
everything
very nourishing.
Well, I think that's one of the pleasures for me of book group, is that you read books you wouldn't necessarily choose for yourself. And I remember being in the in living in England and going joining a US book group, and they chose a book called Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry, and it had a cowboy on the front, and I was very disdainful of this book. I thought, no, I don't want to read about cowboys. It was the most fantastic book. It was a wonderful book. And I passed it on to my husband, children, everybody, and everybody loved it. So you can't judge a book by its cover.
Literally.
You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus, Grenoble. Let's go back to Maggie and her wonderful tea shop. I love the terrace in the sunshine and the interior decor. The ceiling is magnificent. It's different from the usual tea rooms in Grenoble.
Yes, that's exactly what we wanted to create. We wanted to create something which was which matches our image. We are different, me and my husband. Doesn't mean that we jump out of the box, but that we each have our own personality and we like to assert it. And we did everything ourselves in the tea shop. We built everything from scratch ourselves. We sanded the floor, the walls. We did everything ourselves, and it was intended for it to be as colorful and luminous as possible. And as you said, we have a very sunny terrace which attracts numerous cyclists.
Oh, well, I stand over there going across the street several times a week, and I think, I'm going to sit there, and I don't have time, you know, and I think, I want to be there. It just looks so pleasant to sit there. So after that, I'm going to ask you, what kinds of clients do you have?
So that's what's really charming about Gwendoline. It's because the age, the clients are just from everywhere and from every age, from every nationality. We have old ladies who come here for a 5 p.m. Crémant. We have really young students who come here to have a lemonade or a cookie at lunch break. We have early birds who come here at the morning to have a cup of tea and And really, we have our base age is very wide, that we have almost everyone in Grenoble coming in to interact. And as Nina said, what's really marvelous about this space is that everyone is just a big family at Gwendoline. Everyone talks to each other. Everyone knows the story of everyone. Everyone asks about their families.
Sounds very Spanish.
It is.
I'd say it sounds very Mediterranean, because the soul of Gwendoline has a little bit of a Mediterranean origin. And that's correct. Every time I'm here at Gwendoline, I get to meet with someone new, or I see people that I've seen other times and I can get to update with them. It feels really like a family, like not only a tea shop, but also a community.
What do you say to that? That must make you feel good.
It really is a community. Thank you so much, Nina. But actually, the first time I met Nina, she just stepped through the door and told me, it's really beautiful, and would you accept to do a book club? And I instantly said, yes. It's just, our door is always open to everyone, and that is why also we regularly expose artists from Grenoble in our tea shop. And currently we have an artist, a woman who sells chocolate as a job, and she's a very talented artist who's exposing at Gwendoline till the end of the month.
She didn't do this.
She sadly didn't do the
Can you
ceiling.
Give her name?
Yes, she's called Elisabeth.
Okay.
Elisabeth Sauter.
And you can make contact with her by coming here?
Yes.
Okay. And who did the ceiling?
The ceiling was done by Raphael, my husband, but who's unfortunately not the Raphael artist.
I was going to say, I thought he was too old to be still working. Yeah, well, it's magnificent. So your husband's an artist.
My husband is a PhD engineer, and he has his own company, but he's as crazy as that sounds.
So he likes art too.
He loves art. He comes from a very artistic family. His mom is a choir teacher. His sister is an actress, and he as well is a drummer. So
and a family that likes the arts.
A family that loves the arts.
Let's talk, Nina, about how this would come out in Barcelona. You're from Barcelona. Afternoon tea, morning coffee, afternoon tea, middle of the morning, you have a quick cup of coffee. But late into the night, you know, everyone's still sitting around talking.
That is true. One thing I miss from Barcelona here in Grenoble is that we spend all of our lives out. We only go home to sleep. And honestly, I've made of Gwendoline my second house. I think it's pretty fair to say that. I like a lot spending time out of the house, and this is quite close to where I live. So it is very resourcing to know that there's a place where I can exchange, where I can have a delicious piece of cake, and I can see Maggie to discuss.
So how long has Gwendoline been open now?
It's been open since June 2021, for a bit less than a year.
Well, I remember this place. When I first came here, it was not a bookshop. It was a newsagent, you know, newspapers and magazines, and it was a great location. I think the location is fantastic, because you get people coming here, coming here, coming here, and coming here. So you're busy.
We're busy.
And
the people watching here is amazing, Vivian.
What was the most thing the people asked for? Coffee, tea, wine?
Actually, people are still intrigued by what is Gwendoline, because is it an art shop? Is it a bar? Is it a tea shop?
Everything.
And I say it's everything. It's all in one. And people come in for everything. It depends on the time of the day, but as you know, we're in France, Vivian, and people do have a glass of wine at 10 a.m.
I know. When I was taking my youngest son to school in Paris, I used to see these people in the bars at quarter to nine in the morning. And I actually think, oh, they must have had a late shift. One of my French friends said, they're having their first drink of the day. Yeah. It's the same in Barcelona.
I'd say we share this rules-less way of seeing drinking. You can very well have what we call a vermouth, which usually happens on Saturday or Sunday, where you meet your friends. It is not yet lunchtime, but you can very well have a martini or a beer waiting for the time for lunch where you can enjoy your lunch and wine.
Well, now I'm hungry and thirsty. Okay, as I said, you have the best location, so much foot traffic, all longing for a pot of tea, cup of coffee, glass of wine. So give the location again. Tell us exactly where you are.
So Gwendolyn is located at 6 Place Dr. Léon Martin. It's the right facing the Champollion Lycée, and we're not far from Place Vaucanson.
And what about the book group? If you're coming from Place Victor Hugo, you come straight along the street here.
Boulevard Auguste Sambat, two streets from Victor Hugo. And you can't miss it because the walls are all in glass, so it cannot get any more luminous. And if you're interested in joining our book club, you can come talk to Maggie or just come say hello any Thursday at 7 p.m.
Every Thursday, not once a month.
No,
it is. I'm speaking without a microphone. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It is every week. Don't be afraid because we don't read a book a week. We usually split it into the number of pages we consider appropriate for 1 week. We tend to be too ambitious, but it is not a big deal because no one is obliged in any way. We give a number of chapters so no one reads beyond, but if you are left behind, you can still come and discuss up to where you stopped reading.
Well, I can guarantee to read a book in a month. That's not a problem for me. But a week, you know, if I was obliged to say I have to read this book in a week, I'd find five other books that I'd rather read, or, you know, I'd be doing something else. I do think it's ambitious of you. Do you have a website?
No.
Not yet. They will after this program.
They have a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
Where they share their progress and where they're at, and it's very nourishing, as Nina said, and everyone exists in this group, even though everyone is from a different part of the world. Everyone is unique. Everyone is in his own bubble, but thanks to Nina, everyone comes out of his shell.
Well, I think the idea of having a glass of wine and a book is one of the best ideas anybody ever had. And I used to go to daytime book groups when I could, but with working, you can't do that. It has to be evening. And the idea of the book being shared and then talked about, we still have many discussions that go on after the group, where someone will email someone else and they'll start. Well, I didn't really agree with that, but, and then you've got a whole new discussion about the book that didn't come up at the book group, and you think, wow.
That's so accurate. It happens very often, I would say once every session, that we start talking about the book, but then some hot debate is open, and we forget during some time about the book, and we discuss about that topic. No one is, again, forced to give their opinion or even to know about the subject, but those who are interested are have the chance to discuss about it. I'd say the main rule is there is no rules, as much as a cliche as that might sound. No one is forced to read a number of pages, and no one is banned from speaking about some topic because it's not related to the book. And we get along very well with each other.
It's wonderful.
The group is composed by the same members as the very first day. Mm-hmm. We keep open to new members, but the ones who founded it,
the core,
the core is still there. Yeah. We have, though, one member who left Grenoble, so he had to leave the group, but he opened a subsidiary in Valencia in Spain of the same book club.
Wow. Okay. If you were
a guest here, if you walked in, it's not yours anymore, and you walked in, what would you choose to eat and drink? What's your favorite?
My favorite is a glass of Crémant d'Alsace with a smoked trout blini. And that's the perfect thing to eat. It's fresh, it's nourishing, and it's just perfect with a bubbly glass of Crémant.
And then you'd say, that was wonderful, I'll come back next week.
I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay, some contact information, Maggie. Here you can use the address, website, telephone, anything that will get our listeners in touch with Gwendolyn.
Yes, so you can reach us through our Instagram page, Gwendolyn Grenoble. You can reach us through Facebook as well on Gwendolyn Grenoble. And you can reach us on our landline.
That's all right. We can look you up, can't we?
Yes.
And we can look up book groups as well.
Yes. All of our information is on Google. You have our opening hours, which are from Tuesday to Saturday, from 9:30 a.m. till 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so I can come here on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Exactly.
You can meet me there every day of the week as well.
We have to decide on a time.
I'm always here.
Thanks so much. I should say that my guest today helped me put the equipment together because I didn't have enough of a lesson from Louis. But thank you, Louis, anyway. Good luck to Gwendolyn and to owner Maggie Meyer and book group leader Nina. That website again, please.
You can reach us through Instagram and Facebook, Gwendolyn Grenoble, Gwendolyn Grenoble.
Or you can just pass by.
Well, then give me the address.
6 place Dr. Léon Martin, Gwendolyn Grenoble.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vivian.
Bye.
Bye, Vivian.
I was talking to Maggie Meyer of Gwendolyn Tea Rooms in Grenoble and Nina, who runs a book group at Gwendolyn. You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900. I do know about this. Sunday 12:30, and don't forget the podcast. Thanks to Bertrand and to Louis for getting me back up to speed with the Zoom. Ha ha. CampusGrenoble.org. ETR@campusgrenoble.org. English Talk Radio.